The government yesterday urged a federal appeals court to reinstate a possible death penalty for accused terrorist Zacharias Massawi. A lower court judge threw out that sentence after the government refused to let Massawi question key al-Qaeda suspects. Massawi's attorney told the judges that his client cannot face the ultimate penalty if he's not allowed to question those witnesses. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Massawi says al-Qaeda members now in U.S. custody would testify he was not part of the 9/11 conspiracy. But the government says investigators are still interrogating those people. Massawi's request, the government has argued, would jeopardize those interrogations and threaten the war on terror. Deputy Solicitor General Paul Clement told three members of the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond, Virginia, if they affirm the lower court's decision, they will be creating an untenable choice for the government.
But you're forcing the government to choose between a prosecution of somebody who is alleged to have committed past terrorist acts and a military operation, including questioning, that is designed to prevent future terrorist attacks.
Clement said if the death penalty is thrown out, future terrorist suspects would be getting free legal advice. Just ask to interrogate top terror leaders and you'll avoid the death penalty. Clement said Massawi could still get a fair trial if he received the summaries the government has offered instead of the chance to question the witnesses directly. But Frank Dunham, the public defender representing Massawi, said the real choice is between a fair trial and an unfair one. Dunham made a passionate plea to the judges, show the world that the American system of justice is fair for everyone.
Even for a most notorious enemy, charged with the worst crime in American history, we will not bend the rules for our convenience, even at the expense of our security, because this is America. And in the end, this is more about who we are than it is about Mr. Massawi.
The judges were clearly concerned that Massawi might be denied due process. One judge asked, at what point is national security so important that a person can't get a fair trial? But they were equally concerned that the courts not overstep the constitutional limits to their power. That's what the government says the lower court judge did by throwing out the death penalty and by ruling that prosecutors cannot present evidence linking Massawi directly to the 9/11 attacks. Former Justice Department official John Yoo agrees and says it's juries that should make these decisions based on evidence presented at trial.
You know, I don't think it's a judge's job to sanction the government by dismissing or not certain charges about whether a defendant committed a certain crime.
But Massawi's attorney said that's how federal law deals with national security cases. Kate Martin of the Center for National Security Studies says if the government refuses to let a witness testify because of security concerns, then the government has to make this choice.
It could either prosecute the defendant on those charges and make that information available, or it could not prosecute him on those charges. That's not a national security problem. It's a basic fairness problem.
These arguments came just as the administration announced it would allow two enemy combatants to consult with attorneys. But the government is giving no sign of letting up on its position in the Massawi case. In court, the government made clear it views this issue as key to the future course of the war on terror and sees little room for further compromise. Larry Abramson, NPR News.